En net soos jy ingeskakel hier op Pick FM 93.6, meer as net radio. Ons is amptelik op 'n nuwe uur, dit is tyd vir jou SA Power Hour, en net so is dit ook tyd vir ons Proudly South African, waar ons vandag 'n baie spesiale gas om met ons in die atelier het. Hier aan my regterkant het ons Audrey Jansen van die Kunsmatige Intelligensie Symposium, 'n redelike mondvol daarso, maar ons gaan redelik baie te sê hê vandag, en ons sien baie uit daarna. Audrey, baie welkom hierso by Pick FM. Dis 'n eer om jou te hê hierso vandag.
Dankie mense en dankie vir al die luisteraars van buitekant. Baie opgewonde om julle te vertel van ons symposium. Ek dink baie van die mense ken dit dalk eerder as die AI Symposium wat plaasvind tussen die 4de en die 7de September. So ons het gewag vir lente, so julle het geen verskoning om nie te kom nie. En ons is by die Federal Hotel, so die kos gaan uit die boonste rakke uitwees en daar's 'n swembad vir ingeval jy wil afkoel.
'n Swembad?
Yep.
En kunsmatige intelligensie. Nou ek's nou nie 'n rekenaar spesialist nie, maar laaste keer wat ek gekyk het, water en tegnologie werk nie te lekker saam nie.
Ja nee, toe my meisie kind klein was, het my selfoon gebad saam met haar babies en hy was nooit weer dieselfde.
Was hy daarom skoon gewees?
Ja, die heeltemal skoon.
Audrey, weer eens baie welkom hierso saam met ons op die Drive Show. In geval jy het gemis het, hi, my naam is Richard. Audrey is hierso saam met my vandag en ons gaan 'n bietjie gesels oor die verskillende projekte en natuurlik die verskillende praatjies wat gaan gebeur tydens hierdie simposium. En ja, ek gaan sommer oorgee aan jou hierso. Wat kan jy ons vertel? Wat kan ons verwag en wat is op die te doen lysie? Wat moet ons definitief sien?
You know what? I think one of the AI is such a hot topic at the moment. It's a bit like hot potato. I mean, none of us quite know whether we want it or we don't want it. And I mean, this symposium from the 4th to the 7th of September is specifically designed to look at knowledge stuff.
Okay.
People in the library basically do knowledge management. And this symposium tries to address the needs that we've developed. With regards to AI, I've got very, very definite and very strong opinions about certain of the things. But we've got world-renowned speakers that are coming through to address various topics, and specifically address various topics, A, from an academic point of view, and B, from a knowledge management point of view. There is so much potential for AI. But also there is so much potential for things to go wrong if we don't get the ethics right. Absolutely no question about that. In fact, the whole project started with our director, Nelly Chabalala, and they started designing and looking at acquiring a robot for the Potch Library. Now, the robot, we then decided, we have a bunch of really talented colleagues down the road here at the engineering department. So we had a collaborative action between the library and the engineering department. Now, collaboration between libraries and engineering has been a long-standing tradition. One of my professors at university was Professor Blom, and he was a chemical engineer. And AECI had built a pilot plant, and 5 years later and 3 weeks before they had the final results, and spending 50 million rand in the 1970s, they found an article that had the results published before they started already.
Ooh.
So they took Prof. Blom, sent him off to varsity, and he became an information scientist. And he liked it so much, he became my professor. So,
wow.
The libraries and engineering, there's a very definite overlap there. But Professor Pieter van Vieren and his team there, specifically also Tembo, has put together a robot that we are going to introduce into the library. Now, we're still arguing about Professor Piet. In fact, he prefers to be called Pieter. He's not a professor. He's not prof. When we address him as prof, he says, "Ex Pieter." Pieter van Vieren. Hy het hierdie robot van ons, het hy Kletsbek genoem. It's a bit like a motor mouth.
Chatterbox.
It's a chatterbox now. Yeah. That's a good translation. So Kletsbek gaan binnenkort in die bibliotheek gesien wees. So jy sal gaan kennis maak met Kletsbek. in die biblioteek, ons strei nog oor wat presies Kletsbeck gaan aantrek, want ek dink hy moet definitief behoorlike styl oriëntasie en sy mode, the fashionista in me just simply says that it needs to be stylish, don't you think?
Ek volunteer om hom te staal. Ek dink ek is in goeie hande. Hy sal in goeie hande wees as ek dit sal doen. Maar wat ek ook wil vra is, wat is AI to the normal individual, soos ek byvoorbeeld, wat onder 'n klip bly, wat nie precies weet wat dit is, or verstaan wat it is, what is the whole concept of AI?
You know what, I think AI to a very large extent, if you listen to Elon Musk, he's got some very real concerns. If you start digging into the AI topic, I've got some very real concerns about AI. You know what, I've recently, I spent a week in Greece for work, and on my way back, spent some time with my daughter in Rotterdam in Netherlands. And the Woolworths there, their equivalent of Woolworths is Albert Heijn. I found out my cell phone's so old that it can't scan QR codes. Ooh. I'm not going to tell you my age. I'll plead the fifth on that one. but in any case, the bottom line is you need a cell phone that can scan things to actually to be able to buy things. And this is an aspect of AI that is busy taking over the world. They've got one cashier left. So you know what? I do think people need to wake up and smell the coffee and don't tell people it's not going to not take their jobs. There are going to be job losses because of AI. No question about it.
But by extension, would you say that AI is then completely negative, or does it have some positives in it for the rest of humanity?
I'm a technological freak. In a previous life, I build databases. So I have a love relationship with technology. I don't think technology in itself is negative. I think you know what, we are studying it because there are tremendous potential for this thing to actually make our lives easier. I do think we need to use it in an ethical way though. Because if we need certain definite guidelines, because it can become incredibly invasive from a privacy point of view.
Sure. And will these be topics that will be discussed during the symposium?
Yeah, there's definite articles there's talks that where we specifically look at AI. Is it good? Is it bad? I think that's the big thing at the moment.
Definitely.
And you know what? In the library, our experience of AI that we've got, because we're experimenting with these things.
Yes, of course.
Our experience has been both good and bad. I mean, you know what, if you're sending out an email to some very high-profile person at IFLA, because the symposium is sponsored by IFLA. Now, IFLA is the International Federation of Library Institutions. And they're important people in my profession, so you want it to be a little bit more polished.
Yeah.
And so we will admit on air to using some AI to make ourselves sound a tad more eloquent. And I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah, you're using it as a tool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a tool. It's a tool that we use to make things better. As a mother and as an academic, I also want to caution. We've had this discussion amongst the people in the library, very specifically as at what level do we allow things like ChatGPT, things like Writeful, and to a large extent, there is it's like a pendulum and everything in between. We have at one stage taken sort of a decision in principle that yes. It is okay, but we will allow it at a postgraduate level because we feel that it is incredibly important for people to actually develop those writing skills.
Of course.
And you develop those writing skills by being forced to go through the pain of having to think about it.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah. Emphasis on pain.
the pain, yeah, I agree. Yes. You know what, ek's eintlik 'n goeie boeremeisie, so hierdie rooi taal wat ons praat is nie altyd my beste taal.
Yeah, dis okay. nee, dis geen probleem. Ons is multilingual hier, so.
Ja, ek sal die Grieks uitlos.
Maar bly ingeskakel, ons het steeds baie vragies en baie dinge wat ons wil bespreek, jy wil niks mis nie. As jy enige vragies het wat jy self wil instuur, raak in die kunsmatige intelligentie symposium, jy is meer as welkom om so te doen op 063-195-8232. Ons is nou weer terug, moet nergens heen gaan nie.
This is the SA Rock Hour.
I would like to take this opportunity again to say to South Africans.
This is the SA Rock Hour on the Quick FM Drive Show.
I wanna know, why do we live to reap when we don't sow? What difference do we make? Bags in the barbed wire. Is it worth the waste? Idols we create, driven by desire. We weren't made to know. I wanna know, why do we live to reap when we don't sow? We all know a heart of stone only sinks straight to the bottom. I wanna know, why do we live to reap when we don't sow? We all know a heart of stone only sinks straight to the bottom. Can't stop what's coming. Like we're getting close, competing for a place. Sails are hard to hide, driven by a desire. Can't stop what's coming. Something in the air's not right. Wander into madness, wave goodbye.
Appetite, careless man, unkind. It's A King right here on Pick FM 93.6 with Man Unkind, the first song of your SA Power Hour. Now, if you're tuned in for the last 15 minutes, you would have noticed that this isn't your ordinary SA Power Hour. No, today we are celebrating proudly South African with a surprise interview. Well, not really a surprise. We did plan it ahead of time. And just to show we are professionals in what we do. With me in studio, we have Audrey Janssen from the Artificial Intelligence Symposium talking to us a little bit about how AI not only affects you as an individual, but more specifically you as a student. And we're going to approach this a little bit in these next two articles you'd like to bring to light.
Yep, definitely. Artificial intelligence, though, in my case, it just means that I dye my hair. we're not going to say anything about that or why.
That is a topic left for other discussion time.
The next two articles that I really want to bring to people's attention that I think will make this whole AI symposium. Guys, this symposium has been created for us. It's been created specifically for knowledge management staff and specifically with people and library staff, but with a collaboration with the engineering staff and with the IT department. There is so much here. One of our speakers, Ms. Susan Feltman, is director of scholarly publication unit and academics, Academy of Sciences in South Africa. She's doing an article that is titled Artificial Intelligence and Associated Tools and Policies for Editorial Decision Making. And one of she basically looks at the whole thing where a lot of the publishers at first said, no, that's the dark side. Until somebody actually started using these things, like ChatGPT, that a lot of us, it's one thing. And ChatGPT, by the way, the university where my daughter studies in the Netherlands, banned ChatGPT. But you know what? In reality, I mean, how do you ban something that the people are running around with on their cell phones?
So, you know what? It's. The question at hand is, do we then implement a way to use these tools responsibly, or is this something that, as a whole, should be ignored?
You know what? I don't think we can ignore it. It's a bit like the sun is up, you know what?
Yeah, the door's already been opened.
Yeah, the door's already been opened. The chocha's out. The gremlins are playing. The thing at this stage is how do we tame the gremlins? And Professor Feltman's article specifically also look at guidelines on the proper use of AI. And I think, you know what? That is the whole thing of humankind. Yes, we can be irresponsible with things, but we always also veer back to the golden rule and what is wrong and what is right, and we get to that. But what she also addresses in her article is that the use of AI to actually free researchers time from the burden of scientific writing.
So I might be overstepping here, and please inform me if I'm making assumptions here, but it sounds like this topic in specific, or rather the entire paper, focuses not on whether AI is black or white, but the gray area in specific that people tend to skim over.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's the reality of life. Mm. You know what? Audrey Eben used to say that she lives in a black and white world. Audrey Hepburn and I, we share our opinion there, but and then there's the rest of the world that claims things are grey. the bottom line is that, you know what, I think AI can be good, and I think the sort of things that we use it for is brilliant, because it does make us more capable. But yes, there is a dark side to AI. People can abuse it. We have students, and students listen carefully, because people pitch up in the library with a list of references, and guess what? You've been conned, because the references doesn't exist, because you've used some AI chatbot or something to create these things, and they're just not there.
So just to highlight, if you were to use ChatGPT to create a list of references, there is a chance that these references just don't exist.
They just don't exist.
So they were completely made up.
They're completely made
up. So this artificial intelligence might not be as intelligent as you'd think.
That's a wee bit, it's a bit like the CIA. There's a missing of intelligence there. Any case, but you know what? The fact of the matter is that there is tremendous potential. I mean, just looking at Dr. Kirsten Crassus. I'm not going to... I went to Google to find out how to pronounce this company of his. It's Ion Tofa Intelligence. He's from the United States, guys.
Oh,
so
okay.
I assume that everything is greater, bigger and better over there. He's doing a paper specifically, and don't get scared. The title is a wee bit scary. Disciplinary knowledge and comparative prompting strategies analysis. How the academic librarian and the researcher approach the topic discovery and keyword identification using AI. Now, guys, that, I think, is one of the most powerful things for librarians. I don't think people realize this, but we play God in the library all day long. And because people arrive in the library with a very broad idea of a topic that they want to do, and by the time they walk out, they very often they're doing what the librarian told them to go do. that's why I say we play God in the library.
So for the sake of me as a presenter, if we were to dumb down that title as a whole, because I kind of asked about it off air, and I referred to fuzzy logic, which you immediately just like shut me down and was like, no, that's something we did back in the 1970s. So are we talking more like search engine optimization? What exactly?
You know what? Search engine optimization is a big thing in my daughter's life. In fact, she's looking for jobs along those lines. Search engine optimization, for all the students out there listening, is a big job topic out there. And there's a lot of people that actually look at that and how to optimize. And the stuff that you get out of there, guys, is absolutely blinking amazing.
Okay.
You need somebody like my daughter on the team to actually open your eyes to a lot of things. Because you know what? We get so... I'm from Special Collections in the library. So for those of you guys that don't know, I look after all the ghosts in Africana. I've got the most civilized bunch of ghosts on planet Earth. I work with all the antique things. I've got handwritten documents by Mahatma Gandhi. Any case, but that left there. That's my advertisement in there. But the bottom line is that, you know what? We have all this miraculous stuff. But how do we get it out to people?
So this where the AI comes into play now?
Yeah, that is one of the things where AI comes into play, with how to optimize your search engines. Because if you don't get all this miraculous stuff to your users, then it's missing. Then for all intents and purposes, those miraculous Gandhi documents that I've got in the library and the items with Paul Kruger's handwritten signature on, doesn't exist if we don't get it. And that's where your AI makes it possible for people to actually find these things.
You know, I think it's quite a big fright to inform students that there are things out there that you can find on the internet. So I think it's both a sense of luxury that puts them at ease to know that this is something that AI might be able to approach. But timeline-wise, what are we looking at? Was this something that's going to be implemented in the next week or in the next 10 years?
Yeah. You know what? I hate to tell you this, but I've only been working with stuff from the 1990s. 1970s, I was in the primary school. I'm not quite that old. But any case. But no, you know what? To a very large extent, we've been working with this. I wrote the databases for the BRS's, for the BRS's Diamond Exploration Archives. And back then already, we were illegally talking to a pattern matching company that was in those days called Excalibur. It's the technology that the FBI now uses for facial recognition.
Oh.
So guess what? It existed back in the early 1990s already. So we've had this stuff, and I've built it into databases way back in 1995, 96, 97 for the beers in their database already. These are things that already exist. I mean, things like Writeful that we've bought for the library and ChatGPT, and are we going to allow it at postgraduate or undergraduate level? Those things are there. We're using it, and we're using it in our databases. And those things are very often used, as we heard, in the publication process of academic articles. So these things are already there. Don't think that it's something that we're going to implement. They're already there.
So the key word here would be regulation rather than cancellation.
I don't think we want to regulate it. That sounds like the American government to me, but we don't want to go there. No, you know what? I think one of the most important things that we have for the next generation, for the year and now, is to teach people the difference between right and wrong, to teach people decent ethics. And that's where the whole thing goes. I think it was one of the Americans' first presidents, they're not all bad, that said that, you know what, the American Constitution will work for a moral people. In other words, a people that knows the difference between right and wrong. And that's the fine line that we're going to have to walk with with AI.
And above all else, sorry, I'm going to take a step back here. Mm. All of these things are topics that will be highlighted and discussed thoroughly throughout the symposium.
Absolutely. We've got 3 days with world-renowned people. I mean, world-renowned people. These aren't just people that... These are people that are immersed in the subject. We've brought them here because we, as I said earlier, we're all stuck with this hot potato and we can't quite decide whether we want to keep it or not. So we've brought these people together specifically, and over a period of 3 days, go and look at the library website, click on the AI banner, scroll down and you'll get the actual program. And there is something for absolutely everybody. The fees are more than just reasonable. And if you struggle, come and talk to me. I'm sure I can make a plan. But you know what? The bottom line is that this is not just a library issue. This is an issue for actually every single student out there. Because this is going to become your bread and butter in your job. It's going to become how you present yourself. And careful about using ChatGPT or things like that to write your things. Because you know what? When I many moons ago, when I applied for an IT job, they gave me an IQ test and a personality test. They wanted to know whether they're employing a robot or a human.
But stay tuned. We're going to be jumping back into this in just a few seconds. But first things first, in the world of news, we'll be seeing and, of course, hearing what our newsreader Yana has to tell us in regards to sport today.
Goeienaand. In jou rugby news, die voormalige Springbok skopper Monnie Steyn is as die Lions se skopwerkkonsultant vir die komende seisoen aangestel. In die cricketwereld, voormalige Protea ster Jack Callis speel tans vir die California Knights in die T10 toernooi vir meesterspeler in die VSA. In golf, Wilco Nienaber van Suid-Afrika het met 63 houe in die derde ronde van die Europese golfreeks in Noord-Ierland na vore gestorm. In tennisnuus, 36-jarige Novak Djokovic het na meer as 3 uur se spel teen Carlos Alcaraz sy 39ste ATP-titel van sy loopbaan geoes. In die MotoGP-reeks, Suid-Afrikase Brad Binder het tweede tydens die Oostenrykse MotoGP op die Red Bull Ring in Spielberg geëindig. En in jou nuus om 5, 3 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem vir onwettige besit van ammunisie en brandbevegters stel hulle lewe in gevaar om vee te red. Hierdie was Jana de Wit vir Pik FM Sport.
This is the SA Rock Hour. This is a Kip Jong. The SA Rock Hour. Pik FM Drive Show.
FM Drive Show.
Sien, daar gaan ons. Ek beloof ons gaan nie te lank weg wees nie. Jy is steeds ingeskakel hierso op die Pik FM Drive Show met myself hierdie gehad. En Adrie hier in my regterkant. En ons is bietjie besig om te gesels oor die kunsmatige intelligensie simposium. Ons is besig om af te sluit. Adrie, ek dink van die belangrikste informatie het ons al reeds gedeel met ons studente. En ons wil net gou weet deur daai hardklop natuurlik dat die simposium plaasvind tussen die 5de en die 7de September van hierdie jaar natuurlik.
Yep, yep.
Om net duidelik maak, dis nie laas jaar nie, is nie volgende jaar nie, is hierdie jaar.
Volgende week.
Ja, ja, om die draai, net soos die nuwe seisoen aanbreek, het ons 'n nuwe simposium om by te woon en natuurlik ons het dit aangeraak, maar hierdie is 'n kunsmatige intelligensie of AI, soos meeste van ons sê, en die is IFLA se derde simposium, mits ek het reg het.
Ja.
Okay.
Ja.
Ek dink ons het al die belangrike details sommer net so vinnig afgetik. Is daar enigietsie wat ek gemis het? Jy het gesê daar's fooie betrokke. Kan ons gou daaroor gesels?
Daar is fooie betrokke. Weet jy wat? Ek gaan julle verwys na die webwerf toe, want daar's 'n lang lys fooie en ons het baie spesiale fooie spesifiek vir studente.
Okay, uitstekend.
Ja, so gaan loer daarna. Dis definitief die moeite werd. Daar's ook verskillende fooie vir of jy gaan inskakel hybrid gaan inskakel? Are you going to log on via the internet or are you going to pitch up in person? I would really seriously advise that you pitch up in person. The food at Feather Hill is out of this world.
I think you had me at food there for a second. But it's always nice to hear that there are specials out there that orientate specifically. There I go, orientate. Again, not the preferred word, but anyway, for students. So in regards to the symposium, if you could highlight for me three talks that you personally are excited about, I'd love to get a rundown.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm definitely going to for Dr. Kirsten Krause's talk. That is something that I'm definitely going to sort of be there in person to actually go and look at his disciplinary knowledge and comparative prompting strategies. I think we need to run AI over that title and make it a bit more marketable, but don't tell him I said
In all fairness, I don't think you get a title for any paper that's just simple off the back. I don't think that's something that just happens in the academy.
Yeah, as long as it's real and it's not a con job. Okay. Miss Rebecca Baker, she's doing a talk on digital archiving. Now, for those of you guys that don't know, you cannot archive digitally. I've spent my 30 years of my blinking life, and that should give you an idea how old I am, trying to find ways of archiving digitally. A JPEG image, you can open that bloody thing 15 times and close it 15 times before you have enough degeneration that you can pick it up.
Oh, so like generational loss.
Yeah, it loses stuff. And quickly, at the Beers, when I wrote at the Beers databases, we scanned test sheets. Now, colors have a Kelvin temperature reading, and that's how we picked up that, there's a little problem here. Because you open that thing and close that thing, and oh, by the way, a PDF is just a JPEG image that you're viewing for special software. And all our photos are taken in JPEG. And there are ways to get around it. But in any case, that's not the whole AI. That this is my baby. It's my area of specialty. I don't want to take up the whole hour talking about that. There's much more interesting things. But it is a very important thing that I think we do need to go and look at. The other thing that I wanted to highlight is this. We've got... Ms. Barker is going to look at how we can overcome that. We've got artificial intelligence in scholarly communications. Is it a friend or a foe? As I've said to you, I think this thing's it wears white clothes, but it might have a tail. that might be have a sting in it, like a stingray.
Watch out. ChatGPT conversation coming up again and again, I see.
Yep. ChatGPT is an interesting one. You know what? Some universities banned it, but I mean, everybody's got it on their cell phone, so really.
How well did they ban it at the end?
Listen up, guys. Really listen up to this one, because my daughter's just finished her master's degree at Erasmus in Rotterdam. When she gets her papers back, she gets a plagiarism score that drives me through the roof and nuts, because it's her bloody references that they claim she plagiarized.
Preaching to the choir there, definitely.
Yeah, and then the sneaky part, that tale that I warned you about, is that she gets an AI score.
Oh, so they can pick up if you
And that's
interesting.
That's the next thing we're looking at buying. So now you'll have Turnitin, you'll have an AI monitor, you'll have your you will be monitored. You understand that there's a dark side to AI. We're going to monitor you. Any case, but yes, they can pick up whether you've used AI or not. I mean, it's an algorithm. It's pattern matching. If you can teach the machine to do it, you can teach another machine to pick it up. So watch
famous
out.
Famous words right there.
Yes.
But Audrey, I want to thank you for coming in, keeping us company, and of course entertaining us with what we can expect for the AI symposium. Before we love and leave our beautiful listener, we like to do this, irrelevant if it's an artist, an educator, or just fellow friends coming in. Would you like to do a shout out to anybody listening in specific?
Ah, definitely. I've got a daughter that sits in Rotterdam, and she's far too far away. She's graduating on the 28th. And now I'm going to cry.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, you hear it here first, and we'll definitely make sure that you get a recording of today's interview so you can send and play it to her. Guys, remember, it is the 5th to the 7th of September 2023. Be sure to get your tickets for the Artificial Intelligence Symposium. Thank you so much for tuning in to Your Proudly South African right here on your SA Power Hour on only The Drive Show. It's Cassette up next with Useless Confusion. Enjoy.
Hi there, Slugler.
You slug it, bro.
The SA Rock Hour.
On Pick FM.
This is the SA Rock Hour on the Pick FM Drive Show.